Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting live here on KTW, the ACN affiliates throughout the Eastern Washington, North Idaho areas, and outside the wire in occupied territory across the Fruit and Plains. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are broadcasting right now from an undisclosed location deep within the heart of the American Redoubt. The American Redoubt is the safe haven, the fallback position, the place where patriots are drawing the line and fighting for what's left of our American heritage and our values. And the fight is on. This past week, wow, what has just transpired? Unbelievable. How close we came. I don't think most of you realize how close we came to war on Monday. After we came off of the T-Rex exercise, there were many military assets in motion. We were prepared. It was all but imminent, just short of being imminent. And fortunately, North Korea blinked. They did not fire off their missiles that they promised that they were, which they promised they would. And that was also Tuesday, the 15th. That was a major holiday for the Korean Peninsula. So they have a history, of course, of launching some type of missile or doing a nuclear test on major holidays. And North Korea did not. They held because they knew we were coming for them. We had assets in the air and on the way. Still, there's a continued buildup right now as they are planning a major military wargaming exercise, which has been planned for a long time. And Pyongyang, North Korea, is warning of a catastrophe if we continue on with it, saying that we're agitating things. Like they're the ones that are saying they're going to turn us into jelly. They're going to nuke us. They're going to wipe us off the map with multiple attacks, and it's going to keep coming. And well, it almost came. Fortunately, by the grace of God, it was staved off for who knows how much longer. But there's several articles here talking about this. U.S. South Korea war games are starting Monday, tomorrow, on Monday after this weekend, as Pyongyang warns of catastrophe. So this year's war games come at a particularly delicate moment, this article says. And they're saying that there have been exchanges of war rhetoric between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, Trump's chief strategist Steve Bannon, who was out now yesterday, stepped down, gone. Apparently he further complicated the situation by stating in an interview that there is no military option in North Korea. While floating a possible deal with Pyongyang that would leave Seoul hanging. Well, he's gone. Steve Bannon is gone. No more. President Trump's support network is shrinking. He is definitely coming under attack. Even in our own country, we have our own war, a social war. And this has penetrated deep into the bowels of urban America and has a sharply divided on racial lines, social lines, and even demographics. But here's one here. Missouri State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, Democrat, has called for the assassination of Trump. She says, let me be clear. When you exercise your hashtag white privilege, don't think I'm not going to remember. I will use it for future. Uncomfortable? The question asks. So she's saying that, I won't worry about getting a visit from the Secret Service, basically. I hope Trump is assassinated, she said. Unbelievable. Coming from a state senator. I hope the Secret Service does pay her a visit and locks her up. It's been condemned by several in the Senate. Missouri Democrat Party Chair and U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill has called for her resignation, and she's saying, I will not step down. She's saying, I am not going to resign. There is a senator sworn to uphold the rule of law and the Constitution, which clearly outlines the procedures for dealing with a president. And it does not call for assassination. That is lawlessness. That is rebelliousness. That is illegal. And it is unconstitutional. And she absolutely needs to step down. I was listening to a interview with James Wesley Rawls. And he hit it. I absolutely agree. We're synced up on this one. Their goal on the left is to destabilize the Trump administration. But I would even say it's not just his administration they want to destabilize. It's America and traditional American values. It's his agenda. The things that he is actually implementing are the things that the rest of us who are God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots and we believe in the rule of law, what we stand for. And he's actually implementing it. So, of course, they want to destabilize the Trump administration. But if he were gone, they would not let up. Matter of fact, that would only embolden the left, the anti-American communist revolutionaries who are anything but anti-fascist. In fact, what they're trying to implement is fascism. If anyone is an anti-fascist, it's Trump. He has worked tirelessly to relinquish control from the government and downsize the government. He's a huge proponent of releasing the control that our federal government has over businesses, choking the life out of them, driving our jobs out of the country. But it's his agenda they're targeting, such as enforcing our border and immigration laws that are already in place. You have to understand that even while the previous president was sitting, and the president before him and the president before him, there were immigration laws that were ignored in the previous administration. All he's calling for is enforcing our border and our immigration laws, which haven't been, he's not inventing new laws. These are laws already in place. As the executive branch head, his job is not to create the laws. That's what the legislature does. And that's what they've done. That's what Congress has done. As the executive branch, he is charged with executing those laws. In other words, carrying them out, which the previous administration refused to do. So the laws that Democrats and Republicans have voted on and agreed upon, he wants to enforce it, and now he's a racist. Now he's evil. Now he must go. He stands for halting the Islamic invasion disguised as immigration. He is for ending trade agreements that hurt American jobs. He stands for placing America's interests first above others. Now, he wants to halt the insanity of using the military as a platform to further institutionalized sexual deviancy. See, there's no place for it in the military. They hate him for it. They hate him for taking decisive action against national security threats, such as North Korea and Iran, saying that he is the one who's agitating things by telling them, if you fire on us, we will annihilate you. Oh, you're agitating things. For speaking out against lies and propaganda in the media and from the universities and so-called social justice groups. They hate him for denouncing the message of violence and communism, which has been the number one. He's also threatening to upset the oligarchy of activist judges appointed by the Clinton administration and the previous administration under the former president who will not be named. And he stands to upset that. InfoWars just came out with an article. White House prepares Arpaio pardon for Trump. You guys know former Sheriff Arpaio. Sheriff Joe. Down from the Phoenix area. Arizona. There's word that the administration is preparing the paperwork to pardon Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was convicted of violating an activist judge's orders not to enforce immigration law. These open borders, one world government, deep state people that are legislating from the bench. And he went against it. He went in favor of the rule of law. While they are hamstringing those who want to enforce the rule of law and call it law. So now they're wondering whether or not President Trump will sign the pardon either now or, you know, before traveling to Phoenix. I don't know. That's what they they've got here, according to this article. Interesting. It says May. The rally. I think they got their dates off. Before traveling to Phoenix for a rally at the Phoenix Convention Center on Tuesday, May 22nd. I think they meant August 22nd, Tuesday. But that's all right. Okay, somebody got flying away with their fingers at the keyboard. We get the point. And the threats continue. August 19th, today, regional conferences are being held across the country by communist revolutionaries to plan for November 4th. November 4th, they're planning to have a major, I would say a Tet offensive, if you want to call it that, of direct action across the country on November 4th. And this is what there are. This is what this website, Refuse Fascism. Yeah, right. Refuse Fascism by Implementing Anarchy. There we go. So they're calling for these organizing conferences, saying this nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. We think they're just mad at Trump. You think they want Pence in there? No, they want both of them gone. They want to completely, talking about anti-government, these guys want to completely destroy this current government. They want to overthrow it and reinstitute a globalist regime. Who's the anti-government here? In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. Regional conferences in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Austin are hosted by refusefascism.org. Come, get organized for our nationwide protests that begin November 4th and continue night after night and day after day, growing from thousands to hundreds of thousands to millions until our demand is met. Well, sounds like a hostage situation to me. This nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. Well, when the elections come around, you'll have a chance to go and vote, won't you? But that's not what they're thinking. They are willing to overthrow this government by, I will use their own mantra, their own slogan, by any means necessary. You getting this? This is communist revolution on our streets. Who will end this nightmare? We will. Only the determined struggle of millions of people acting together with courage and conviction can drive this regime from power. Spoken like a true communist. Who should attend this conference? Well, this conference, students, youth, faith community, representatives, organizations, people who are unaffiliated, artists and professionals, longtime activists, blah, 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 blah. Basically, everyone. Take to the streets and public squares. Remember what I said. Avoid crowds. In cities and towns across the country, continuing day after day, night after night, not stopping until our demand is met. This nightmare must end. So they got their leaflet here. You can print out. How convenient. And what's really gotten them spun up was this Unite the Right rally that took place last weekend. One woman was killed, 12, 13 people injured, when this young guy drives his car into the crowd. Still not really getting any solid details about what his political beliefs are. It's still kind of scattered. Let's assume he was angry at, based on what we've seen and heard, it appears that he is angry with those on the left. So this organizer, interesting, he's driven underground now. He's in hiding because of death threats, because he organized this Unite the Right rally where there were skinheads and there were white nationalists and neo-Nazis present, along with many, many others who were just simply opposed to taking down the statues that were commemorating both sides of the Civil War, including the South. And they want those to stay because it's part of our American heritage, and specifically Southern heritage. So this organizer who wanted to unite the right, which also drew skinheads and white supremacists as well. Well, they want to kill him for it. But see, his name's just Jason Kessler. And what a lot of people don't realize is that the organizer of the Unite the Right rally last weekend was also an Obama supporter previously. He voted for, oops, I'm sorry, that was a slip. He voted for the previous president who will not be named. He was also involved with the Occupy movement and attended at least one Occupy rally. That sounds like a leftist to me. But there's a couple of articles here, actually. Zero Hedge has got one. We'll post that in the highlights and resources posting. Pretty interesting stuff, huh? Now, there's something else here. Let's switch over to the Islamic topic. Matt Shea on his Facebook page posted, "This should raise eyebrows about the true motivations behind those who seek to erase American history. Wasn't it the Taliban who took down a bunch of historical monuments in Afghanistan? Wasn't it ISIS that destroyed historical sites in Iraq and Syria? Does the Muslim Brotherhood want to do the same in America? I think this question demands an answer." Well, he's talking about an article that covers the Council on American-Islamic Relations is lobbying to erase Confederate history. They're jumping on the bandwagon now. All the poor victims from CARE, the largest Muslim lobby in America, is calling on state and local governments all over the U.S. to tear down monuments and memorials. Yes, in fact, it was ISIS that went through destroying historical sites, including churches. It was also the Muslim Brotherhood, Taliban in Afghanistan. It was also done by the invading Muslim forces that invaded Europe, which preceded the Oh my gosh, my brain just went blank. The Crusades. The only thing that saved Europe from Islam domination. The Crusades. And yes, they went through. And the Turks did it. Any churches, any historical monuments. And guess what? Those kinds of attacks are happening today by Muslims across Europe. So yeah, it's very real. And right here, and meanwhile, there are this fake hate list targeting Christian ministries that CNN published. Regurgitated garbage, tripe, put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And CNN republishes this garbage who are listing Christian, conservative, peaceful Christian organizations as hate groups. What they're trying to do is ride this momentum of hate against all that's good and start pinning all their other, take their whole wish list of Christian and conservative organizations they really would love to have go away. And CNN's helping them do it by painting a bullseye on them and posting them also as hate groups. While the hornet's nest is all stirred up, running after, threatening, and carrying out attacks against whatever they determine at the moment is hate. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is added to it. They're pieces of garbage. Just pathetic. Deceiving. There is a refugee resettlement class in Sandpoint, Idaho, where a couple, I talked about this last weekend, this couple that's involved in ministry in Indonesia have traveled from Boise to Sandpoint to talk about how to welcome and how to integrate Muslims into their community. They were met by much hostility. And the name of their organization is GLOCAL, Glocal. It's a contraction of the Think Global, Act Local idea. They call themselves Christians. And they're telling us to accept and embrace and even talking about how to do it to integrate, not assimilate, integrate refugees into your community. And when challenged, what was the number of the refugees coming into, you know, that they're dealing with? How many of them are Muslim? They said 2/3 of them are Christian. That's a lie. That is a lie. There's so much documentation. It is now common knowledge that 1 to 3%, and it's actually, that's 3% being conservative, is actually around 1% and even less than 1% in many cases where the refugees coming in are Christian. The rest are Muslim. Almost all Muslim. So they're trying to get you to believe that, and they're saying, why are you guys being upset? We're not talking about bringing Muslims into Sandpoint. We're not talking about bringing refugees into Sandpoint. We're just talking about how it's done in Boise. Well, why in the world would they have to go and do an information campaign, a public information campaign in Sandpoint, Idaho, to prepare them to receive refugees if they're not coming to Sandpoint? It's because what we've seen, and this is the pattern, they're liars. They always say, oh, you guys are totally overreacting, you're fear-mongering, you're xenophobes, you're Islamophobic. These people are great. Oh, and they also lied saying how stringent the vetting process is, which is a lie, and that's a documented lie. I mean, the truth is documented to refute their lies. Well, as they came down the stairs after this event, a woman from Priest River said, this won't be allowed. We will stand up to you, to these people that are talking about how to bring Muslim refugees into their community. She said, we'll stand up to you. This community does not want Muslim refugees brought into their community. Guess what was the response, the reply that came from the gentleman who had only come for a peaceful discussion, he said. This is what he says, quote, we're not asking you. You don't have a choice. It's going to happen. This is right after, just moments before, In the presentation, the crowd was told, "We're not bringing Muslims here. You people are totally overreacting. There's no plan to bring Muslims here. They are stinking liars, and they have no credibility, and everything else they say is a lie. They have no credibility. You cannot trust any of the rest of the information that they give, because there's four examples here that I just covered where they presented information, three or four examples here that I just mentioned, that we have documented the truth, and these are irrefutable lies. It's just straight up misinformation and lies. So we're gonna, and of course they're using scripture about how you should welcome in. The Bible says to welcome the sojourner, to take him in, to treat him well, to not reject them, to take them in. Well, we talked about that in episode 1708 and 1707. We started talking about earlier this year, the seventh episode and the eighth episode of 2017. We broke that myth that we're supposed to just, well, what we did is we defined what sojourner was from the Hebrew language, what it meant. Anyway, good stuff. Maybe I'll talk about that more tomorrow night, along with the T-Rex 2017 after action review. And I think I'll pretty much leave it at that. I want you guys to have a blessed week and a weekend. Be safe. Continue to prepare your hearts, your spirit. Prepare logistically for very difficult times ahead. I would like to thank our sponsors, Riverfront Suites from beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho, right on the St. Joe River. If you need a place to get away, to lay your head, it's a little secret, little hideaway, getaway, beautiful. Go check them out at riverfrontsuites.com, patriot-owned business. All right, you guys have a blessed weekend and a blessed week ahead. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too. God bless.